I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Trudy Lynn, born Lee Audrey Nelms, grew up surrounded by music in Houston. Duke and Peacock Records, two black-owned labels that were blocks from her home. She saw legends like Joe Hinton and Bobby Blue Bland by the club matinee on her way to school. Her parents loved blues, and Trudy sang while her father tap danced and played harmonica on the porch. She also sang in church, started a girl group, the Chromatics, with her school friends, became a vocalist with Clarence Green, and opened for Ike and Tina Turner. In 1989, she went solo on a recording called Trudy Sings the Blues. I spoke to her in Houston, where she still sings the blues.
I went to a church, it was the Fifth Ward Church of Christ. It wasn't very far from my mother's beauty shop, but now from a little girl catching a cab, we would go to church every Sunday morning, 55 cents to go to church. In all Church of Christ's, we don't have live music. We just sing from the heart, foot stomping. If you sing soprano, wherever you're sitting, just sing soprano. If you sing alto, and so on, you know.
I also was reading that you'd get out on your family's front porch with your dad.
Oh, yeah. We would go on the front porch. Some of the neighbor's kids would be there, and we'd have what you call talent shows, and everybody had their little one song they would sing. And my song was Tweedledee. Tweedledee.
Now, I heard that you went to high school with Archie Bell of the Drells.
Yes, yes, yes. We graduated the same year. He was going to another high school here in Houston called Cashmere, and I was over at Wheatley, and I think right off in his senior year, he transferred, and the group, the Drells, it was one other chick, Frances Johnson, Willie Purnell, Charles Johnson, and me, and somebody else. We were the Drells.
Of Houston, Texas, we don't only sing, but we dance just as good as we want. In Houston, we just started a new dance called the Tighten Up. This is the music we tighten up with.
And so when Archie Bell came in and he joined the group and they got together, it was a year we were all getting ready to graduate from high school, you know. I was going to go into the military, but when I graduated and went on a summer vacation to my aunt and went down there in Lufkin, Texas, and they had a club there called the Cinderella. Now, it was a white club, and you know, back in them days, whites, didn't nobody but whites go in there, you know, but we were performing in a black group, and well, it was a mixed group, you know, and that's where I got my name from. In a club called the Cinderella, they had a bunch of cartoon things drawn on the walls. They used to do that in a lot of the clubs, draw pictures, you know. Somebody said, hey, what is your name? And then I just looked on the wall and I saw Trudy. I said, no, just call me Trudy Lynn. Because you had Gloria Lynn, Barbara Lynn. And I looked up there and saw Trudy. I said, well, my name's Trudy Lynn.
Now, when you were 17, I heard that you had gone to another juke in the neighborhood, Walter's Lounge. What happened at Walter's?
I think I was 16, and it was on an Easter Sunday. And we had been to church and did have a little Easter program. And so my mother and them would go to, on Sunday evening, they would have a thing we'd call a matinee. And so me, my cousin, my sister, and my mom, and some other people, they carried us out to hear the band. And the band was Albert Collins and Big Tiny and the Thunderbirds, you know. And so my mom knew Albert Collins. She knew Big Tiny, you know, because she's a beautician. She's well known, you know. And she said, my daughter wants to be a singer. She could sing. And they asked me, what song did I know? And the only song I really knew was Nighttime is the Right Time, and it was during the time when Sam Cooke had just released Change Go Come. And I did those two songs, and he told me, he said, girl, you gonna be a singer. I said, that's what I want to do. And I feel like that's what kicked it off, you know. Thought I was a star.
Watch you go. I don't believe you heard me. Say- and watch you go. Mister, will you act like a man? Don't turn around and walk out the back door and let the dog know hit you when a dog should have bit you.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.